listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to Your Time with God in the Raw Ministries. Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gill Peart from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to tap into this anointed hour. There is a powerful word that is headed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed.
From the Lord. And the Spirit of the Lord came to reason with me. And it was like this. I went down to Egypt. And I told Moses, tell my people to put blood on their doorposts. Hello? Because this night is the night when I am going to pass through the land of Egypt. And when I pass through, I am going to take out all of the firstborn. Hello? And every house that is covered with blood, I will pass over. In other words, I won't kill. I won't hurt. I won't destroy. Come on and say amen. He said, I pass over and I covered the people that believe in me. I covered the people that trusted me. I covered the people that have been praying over 400 years. He said, then I came and I walked this earth and I had Passover. He said, I sat at the Passover table and I introduced Lord's Supper. The Spirit said, do you know why? I said, no, Lord. He said, the reason why I introduced Lord's Supper, he said, I no longer want to pass over my people. I want to envelop myself in my people. Somebody shout access. And I said, oh my God. Some of us have no idea the season that we are in. Jesus is looking for you. Jesus is looking for a house. A house that he can dwell in. And I'm talking about your body. He's seeking access to come into your life. And I love it. That's why he said to his disciples, I can't drink with you right now. Because you see, I can't drink of myself. Somebody praise God. Con Dios, con Dios. I want you to come to the acknowledgement that you are not an ordinary person. You carry power on the inside of you. Power to back up the enemy. Power to destroy everything that rises its ugly head against you. Power! Somebody shout power. Power to take over. Power to have access to things qualified and unqualified, to things private and things that are not private. God, come and he is on the inside of me. That's why he said that if you walk into a city and the city will not receive you, you don't even have to open your mouth and speak. You just do like this. Knock the dust off your feet and the city is condemned. Not your neighbor. Call somebody and said, do you know who you are? Come on, look at somebody else and say to them, stop playing with the power. And he let me know that once per year, he recharges the system. Oh, somebody magnify God. Which tells me that I should not be defeated no time of the year. That's why at this time of the year, it is so easy to get an attack. No fighter will attack somebody when you know the fighter is at his strongest. You attack when the fighter is at his weakest. Are you getting it? This is the season when all hell break loose. This is a season you must expect to be lied on. This is a season that you expect to be betrayed. This is the season. You see, some of you are still crying out there because you don't know what season you're in. Hello? But I'm here tonight to let you know that you have access. Touch me. Access. Come on, access. Come on, access. When you eat of his body and when you drink of his blood, somebody shout access. Tell the enemy, you mess with me today, but I tell you mess with me tomorrow. All the fiery darts you will be tossing tomorrow, let me tell you, they will be intercepted, because I have access to blow up, I have access to massacre, I have access to destroy. Angel of the Lord saw a man by the name of Gideon. Gideon was so afraid. He was hiding from the army of the Syrians. Because you see, the army came and took over their territories. And he was hiding, just pressing a little bit of wine. When somebody's depressed, they need a drink. But the angel of the Lord showed up and said, you mighty man of valor. Gideon said, I know you must take a drink of something before you got here. Who you calling a mighty man of valor? Can't you see that I'm hiding? Can't you see that I'm weak? Do you know who I am? I've never fought anybody in my life. I'm just a chicken hiding out. But the angel said, you are mighty. Not your neighbor and say, you mighty, mighty, mighty person. Rise up and stand upon your feet and say, I can do all things. Call somebody and tell them, you know what, that thing I talked to you about, I quit stressing it. I can handle it. Shout, I can handle this. Shout, I will overcome this. Shout, I got this. Be seated. Gideon found out that God used him to destroy an army. Somebody praise God in this house because access was granted unto him. Somebody praise God. I'm telling you, if I have access, I'll go anywhere. If I have access, I'll do anything. Somebody praise God. So the Lord said to tell you, I'm no longer passing over you. Those days are so long gone. I come to take up residence in you. Look at somebody and say, take a good look at me. From this day, I want you to know what you're looking at is not really what you're looking at. It's bigger than that. Oh, Jesus. When he is in you, who can stop you? I said that when he is in you, who can stop you? You can't even stop yourself. Have you ever made up your mind that you'll never do certain things again? Anyone ever hurt you and you promise that you'll never give them a dime again? But as soon as the person comes, because it's not really you, you see. It's shocked and tell somebody it's bigger than me. Before the power of God came and began to dwell within man, here comes Elijah and his servants hanging out. They decided that they had to go and go get beans. Because, listen, the man of God was there, but it was the servants that said, Master, the place where we're at is too narrow. We need a bigger place. Hello? The man of God said, you know, you're right. He said, okay, we're going over yonder to go get us beams because we're getting ready to build. Not somebody and tell them, I'm about to enlarge my territory. So they were getting ready to go, but one servant said, Master, we want you to come with us. Hello? Said, okay. He went with them. He went. And as one of the servants was chopping down a beam, the axe head fell off into the water. He cried out, he said, oh my Lord, I'm paraphrasing. He said, the axe is borrowed. The man of God said, show me where it fell. Now listen to me, the axe fell into the water. It fell into a river. How many know that when something falls into a river, the river carry things? Hello? The man of God reached for something and stretched it out. And because he had access, the iron began to swim to him. Come on, somebody. I'm talking about when you have the accessor with you. I'm talking about when Jesus Christ is with you. When you know that you are not by yourself. Not somebody has said, I know I can handle that. And the iron began to swim. When it got close, the man of God looked at him and said, pick it up. Some of our stuff swam upstream a long time ago. It's right there at your ankle. All you got to do is get down and pick it up. Who am I talking to? at your neighbor and say, she's talking to you. Get up. Get up. And take up the ox. Oh, you should be more excited. It's almost that time to break bread. It's almost that time to drink the blood of Jesus Christ. Because I had some stuff that need to swim upstream, you see. Oh, Lord, somebody magnify God in the house. 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 The problem that some of us have, we don't obey the prophet. Hello? You have to be obedient. I tell you about the same man of God that somebody sent to get him because they found out that the prophet was telling the secret of what the king was up to. And then they said, listen, let me find out if the king of Israel have some spies over here. But one of his servants said, no, there is no spy from Israel here, but there's a prophet in the land. And everything, master, that you say in your bedroom, the prophet reveal it to the king. Somebody shout access. Somebody shout access to the airwave. Oh, Jesus. So listen, what happened? Everything that the enemy was planning against Israel, the prophet catch it and told the king. So the king knew exactly when to go hide. So this bold king now said, you know what? Go get that man of God. I'm talking about when you have access. When they went for the man of God, Gehazi saw the troops coming. Gehazi said, master, a troop is coming and we are not able to fight them. We're not able to stand. The man of God said, relax. The man of God said, I'm going to pray for you. Not your neighbor, say, neighbor, I'm going to pray for you. Say, stop the boo-booing. Say, stop that bawling. Said, stop embarrassing your God. I'm going to pray for you that God will open your eyes so that you can see the chariots of fire. Some of us have so much fighting against us and you get so afraid, but can I tell you there is more with you than those that are against you? Come out of your seat and find somebody and tell them that God is fighting for you. Pick up your phone and call somebody and tell them God is fighting for you. God is fighting for you. Say, God has soldiers lined up. And God is fighting the battle for you. I said, God is fighting the battle for you. And I love God. I love God. The man of God said, look at this. The man of God prayed. And he said, Lord, let blindness come upon this troop. And blindness came upon them. You have power in you to blind your enemies. Who am I talking to? You're having a lot of trouble because you won't use the power that you got. Every turn you turn, the enemy know that you turn. It's time to put the enemy's eyes out. Who am I talking to? You're sitting there sobbing and crying and complaining. Stop complaining. Use the power. You have access. After blindness came upon them, my brother, the man of God took the troop and led them out into the city. Come here. So you come to fight me in West Palm Beach. And I lead you all the way down to Wellington. When they got to Wellington, the man of God prayed another prayer. And he said, now, Lord, open their eyes so they can see where they are. When they opened their eyes, they were in another city. Somebody praise God. We are about to turn the enemy into a total different city. Somebody praise God. The king said to the man of God, what shall we do with them? Should we kill them? I love the man of God. The man of God said, no, don't kill them. Set bread and water and feed them. You see, some of you want your enemy dead. I don't want my enemies dead. I want my enemies alive. I want them to see God moving. Hello? I want my enemies to sit back and say, my God. Somebody shout, unstoppable. I am decreeing and declaring that you can't stop me. I decree and declare I'm too anointed to be stopped. Somebody praise God in this room. My force that is with me is too strong for you to stop me. Somebody praise God. Not a neighbor say you may try, but you can't succeed. Can I tell you, it is time to power up. Come on, somebody, rock you from side to side. Come on, rock you from side to side and tell somebody I'm about to get recharged. Oh, Lord! I wish you would understand this. Stand up on your feet. Let me borrow the words of Isaiah. Oh, everyone that thirsty, come. Anybody thirsty, come. Come and buy wine without money, without price. Tell your neighbor, when you have access, you don't need money. Look at the neighbor and say, neighbor, do you know who I am? I can get all that I want without money. Come on now, tell somebody I got something greater than money. I have access. I said I have something greater than money. I got access. I've got access. Look at you. Look how beautiful you are. You look like $1 million. You don't have $1 million though. But girl, you got access. Oh, Jesus. And can I tell you, you've got something on your life that the billionaire needs. You got something on your life that Bill Gates don't have. And Bill Gates can't buy. Oh, somebody magnify God. Wave your hands across this room and announce that my life will never be the same. I will walk in the authority that is on my life. I will lift up my head unto the hills from whence cometh my help. You see, that's where all my money is, brother. Up the hill. Lift up your hands, oh, ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. Let the king in. Come on, touch somebody, say, let the king in. Let the king in. Let all of your organs cry, who is the Lord? And allow the spirit to shout out, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your head, O ye gates. So as some of us get in whooping, you love to hang down your head too much. And none of us see, If you have to dress up like this every day so that you can see that you're a princess, then get dressed. Get dressed. Walk around. Look at yourself and say, I'm a princess. Said, I've got access. You get dressed like this and you walk into a bank. They just ask you, how much do you need? Oh, somebody praise God with me. Somebody praise God with me. Somebody praise God with me. If you dress right and you check, go to check out that real estate property, they said, oh, you can have the key for a week. Take your time and feel the place out because you already look like money. Come on, tell somebody, lift up your head. Come on, call somebody and tell them, take your head out the hole. Lift up your head, let the sun see you. Lift up your head and let the sun see you. Lift up your head and let the sun see you. You know, in this ministry, we have omniscience. Come on now. Hello? If you're trying to find your ministers and you can't find them, you reach for your prayer cloth. And you lift up your head to the hills, and winds come at your help and healing shows up. Somebody praise God. Somebody lift up the name of Jesus. In this ministry, you have prayer robes. You have baptismal robes. You know, Doc, I got a phone call that there is someone in another country that said that they are ready to give their life to the Lord and they're ready to be baptized, but there's only one person they want to baptize them. And they said, the prophet has got to come here and put me under the water. I said, tell that person I'm not a Baptist. Hello? And this man determined that I must be the one to baptize him. And I'm looking at the rest of ministers and I'm saying in my heart, my God, you want to tell me that they all can convince the man that I'm not a Baptist? I'm going to have to take a flight to go baptize somebody. I said, I'm going to take a flight and go knock some sense in his head. When you find Jesus, you don't even care who put you under. Baptize me. Somebody shout access. Somebody shout access.
If you would like a copy of this message, call 561-429-5743 or 1-888-91-GOT-IN-THE-RAW. Follow God in the Raw on Facebook and Twitter and visit us on our website at www.godintheraw.org. If you would like to partner with God in the Raw today and help us keep this radio ministry alive, you can go to our website or visit us at 2400 Ware Drive, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33409, or call 1-888-91-GOT-IN-THE-RAW. Be blessed.